Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. What the world needs now is for each one of us to be light shining brightly in the darkness. It needs each one of us to be God's hands and his feet and his voice. And by virtue of our baptism, what the world needs now is each one of us to go out into the world and be Christ givers. And we are all equipped, not some of us, not a few of us, not even most of us. All of us are equipped to do the work that God has sent us to do. Today, of course, is the feast of the presentation. So I would like to offer the daily reading for today. And as I always say, I think it's a wonderful thing to have the Word of God broken open each day, and then we're washed in the Word of the Lord. And that His Word goes forth and does a mighty work, because He said it never returns void. So many people don't have an opportunity to hear the Scriptures daily. And I'm blessed to have the availability and the opportunity to go to daily Mass. And I know how important it is to me, and I know you know, it's important to you. So let me share today's reading. It's from Luke 2, 22-40. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And so to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem at that time whose name was Simeon. And this man was a righteous and devout man, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Holy Spirit, he came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about their child. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Now there was a prophetess, Anna. She was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and having lived with her husband 70 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84, she did not depart from the temple. She worshipped with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. How have we encountered the Savior? How have we encountered Jesus? Simeon was a devout man, but he was very open also to the Holy Spirit. He wasn't a man that just frequented the temple. He wasn't a man that just was sitting in the temple and listening to the scriptures. He was a man that was open to the power of the Holy Spirit. He had ears to hear and a heart to receive the word that God spoke to his heart. The Holy Spirit also revealed to him that this child Jesus was indeed the Messiah, the King of Israel, and that he would bring salvation to the Gentiles. You know, when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to be presented in the temple, isn't it amazing that Simeon immediately recognized this little, humble, holy child of Bethlehem as being the very fulfillment of the messianic prophecy? That he was the fulfillment of the hopes and prayers and yearning for the Savior of the world to come into the world. You know, through the power of the Holy Spirit again, he prophesied and he said that Jesus would be a revealing light to the Gentiles. A revealing light to the Gentiles. It just goes to show you that he was open to the Holy Spirit, and because he was, that the Lord used him to reveal that truth, to reveal the presence of the Savior of the world. So for you and I, that's a wonderful thing to hear in the scriptures, Because you and I, when we're open to the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God that dwells within us from baptism, then you and I are open to the Holy Spirit revealing the presence of God, the presence of the Messiah, the presence of the living Lord to those who are in darkness, to those who are in captivity, to those who have walked away, to those who have never heard. And so we have to begin to become aware more and more each day of that indwelling presence of the living God within us, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. We have to become aware that God speaks to us. And he speaks to each of us in such a way that he wants us to take that love that he reveals to us about Jesus Christ. He wants us to take that out into the world. He wants us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to begin to reveal the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Savior of the world, to all those people that you and I will encounter. It's an amazing thing what happens when God mixes with us by the power of the Holy Spirit moving in us and through us. It said that Jesus grew, to my own heart is the New American Bible that says that Jesus grew in faith and wisdom and favor before God. Now here I read it that the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. You and I are called to be aware of the favor of God that's on each one of us. The favor of the Lord is upon us through the rite of our own baptism. Our Holy Mother Mary and Joseph, her most chaste spouse, raised Jesus, their son, in the fear and wisdom and knowledge of the living God. And so, is it any wonder that he grew in wisdom and grace? You see, my brothers and sisters, the Lord's favor is always upon all of us who hear the word of God, trust in his word, and act on his word. Do you and I realize the great responsibility and the great gift that we have received, that you and I are called to pass on the very gift of faith that has been given to each of us, to help others grow in faith and wisdom and grace before God? You and I are called to be obedient and respond to our baptismal call to go and make disciples. It's amazing to me that we have such a miraculous gift that in this generation, in this time, that we too have found favor with God. And that because of our baptism, his favor rests with us as well. You and I have received an incredible gift. And just like Mary and Joseph, because didn't Simeon bless both of them too? There will be times of suffering that would come upon us, that we would undergo for his sake. You know, Mary was blessed in the fullness of time to be called the mother of the Son of God. But it would also become a sword that would pierce her heart as her own son was nailed and crucified to the cross. So just as she received such a beautiful, magnificent gift and blessing and filled with such joy by calling the mother of the Son of God, she was also going to sort of carry the cross herself out of sorrow and grief and pain as she looked upon her son being crucified. But her joy was not diminished. Because why? She had that faith, that hope, that trust in the living God. She was raised to know God's word. And she believed it with all her heart and soul and strength. She believed in his promises as well. And when we think about it, that's really what Jesus promised his apostles, wasn't it? And John, doesn't he say also the same to each one of us, to this very generation? No one will take your joy from you. We have a joy that comes from the Spirit of God that dwells within us. It enables us to bear sorrows, pain and suffering, and neither life nor death will take it away. And that's what happens when we surrender ourselves to God with faith and hope and trust, that in the midst of it all we will have great joy. It's a joy that comes and abides deep within the very core of our being. It's not a ha-ha joy. It's not a super feeling of exultation. It's a joy that abides deep within our soul, in our minds, and in our spirit. And as Jesus said, neither life or the things of life nor death can take it away. And that's the joy that each one of us have by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. How blessed we are. We should all call upon the Holy Spirit, call upon the Lord every day to fill us with faith and hope and the presence of his Spirit deep within us. And for thanking him always and forever for living within us. Sometimes we really take it for granted. The magnificent gift of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in each of our lives. How blessed we are. Indeed, you and I are called to be Christ givers. We're called to give Christ to those that don't have that deep abiding joy, those that are lost, those that are following a lie instead of the truth, those that are broken, hurting, lonely, those that feel rejected by life and the people in their lives, those that are hurting and do not feel the joy of the Lord in the midst of it all because they're angry at God. These are the people you and I are called to bring Christ to. These are the ones that each one of us are called to reveal the presence of God. Just as we place our hope and our trust in the Lord, just as he says, I come to you might have my joy. It's the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not our joy. It's the joy of the Lord. And so he places that peace in our hearts when we yield to the joy of the living God within us, so that we seek always after our Heavenly Father, his Son, Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that gives hope to all who place their hope and their trust in him. He says he never fails, he will never forsake us or never leave us. That's so true. This is a word that's absolute. It's the gift of the Spirit within us that enables us to struggle through this journey of life with confidence and trust, that even in the face of trials and tribulations, even in the midst of stumbling blocks, setbacks, challenges, even in the midst of them, we are filled with an abiding, deep sense of the Holy Spirit within us. And it is his joy. It is his peace that enables us to be his witnesses even to the end of the earth. Even in times of strife and trials and tribulations. You see, many times when people see this great gift of peace, this gift of joy that dwells within our hearts, in the midst of all of our struggles, in the midst of feeling alienated or rejected, in the midst of our feeling discarded, in the midst of feeling that we're not appreciated, in the midst of all of those things, people see a great joy, a powerful joy they really can't explain, but they see it in the eyes of these witnesses. They see it in the midst of their suffering as well as their joy. And there's something that wells up within them. And they say, how can this be? How can this person be at peace in the midst of everything that's going on in their lives. How can this be? How come they haven't lost their peace? How come they're not in a deep depression? How come they have a sense of overwhelming well-being within them? How can that be? And you and I know it can be when we surrender ourselves, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our will, our imagination, all that we are, our families, our businesses, all that we have, our possessions. When we surrender it all to the living God, in that He gives us that peace, that grace, that strength. It's an amazing gift, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Life sometimes can make us disappointed. Some people it makes cynical. Others hopeless. If we don't have our hope in the Lord, and we have our hope in things or places or other people, we will be greatly disappointed and greatly wounded. The prophetess Anna, they said she was an older woman. Her hope was in God. And as she spent time in the temple, like we might call today, in adoration, when she sat before the Lord, her faith, her hope, her trust grew with all these years of placing her hope in the living God. She prayed with that hope that one day she too would be able to reveal and to see the hope of all Israel. She had a zeal and a fervor, as Simeon did. God's people are recognized by their hope, their faith, and their trust in the living God. And it is through the power of the Holy Spirit abiding in us, welling up within us, that turns our sorrow into joy, and that turns our disappointments in life into a powerful gift of knowing that we're going through this for a reason, and that others see that faith, that hope, that trust that they could never see, never understand by reading it in a book or hearing it on a tape or hearing it from a speaker's mouth. It is when they see that, they know that surely it is the living God dwelling in them and through them. We'll be back. We're going to take a little break. Don't go away.
Have you ever heard of seed faith, the biblical law of sowing and reaping? Many people fail when it comes to faith for finances because they haven't planted any seed. Any farmer knows that if you want a good crop, you have to first sow the seed. The Bible speaks about seed right from the beginning in Genesis, and it's brought up all throughout the Scriptures. In the second book of Corinthians, we are told that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Why not consider sowing your financial seed into In His Sign Catholic Radio, a ministry with a 30-year history? You should sow your financial seed into a ministry that produces good fruit. Luke tells us at chapter 6, verse 44, every tree is known by its fruit. You should sow your financial seeds where you're fed, be it here, your local parish, or other worthy ministries. Please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis, at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. Or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, we're back again. You are listening to What the World Needs Now. I invite you to call in. I am going to read from In the Silence of My Heart. I opened up just now, and we'll see what the Lord has to say to each of our hearts through this today. Now, I write in this book, In the Silence of My Heart, they are words spoken to my heart by the Lord, to my heart, and I hope they bless your hearts as you listen to them. I don't know that I will continue or how long I'll continue to read on Tuesday from them, but for right now, I am reading on Tuesdays from In the Silence of My Heart. And it is a book that's the hard copy, if you will, to volume 1, 2, and 3 CDs, 6 CDs. And I will tell you this, it's wonderful, I hear, to have them in the car and to listen to them and allow this word to touch our hearts and our minds and our spirits. You can certainly go and order them. You go to readymypeople.com, or you can go to kathleenmccarthy.org, and you'll be able to order them online. Or you can call here at 610-527-2906. Let me give that again. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll free anywhere else in the United States by dialing 1-888-343-2484. Again, toll free 1-888-34-FAITH. I invite you to call in. And the first person to call in today that has something to say, I'll send you a copy of the book, In the Silence of My Heart. And what I opened to, when I opened up the book today, I will read you now from it. My people, the time is here upon you. And yet still coming, when you will no longer believe in the truth. Yes, even the elite, even those that are wise can be fooled, tricked, deluded. So I ask you to remain close to the heart that has loved you so much. I ask you now to go to frequent confession. I ask you again to go to frequent confession. Have your heart, mind, and spirit prepared. I remind you again that you not only free yourself from sin as you come and empty yourself out so that I can fill you with my spirit, so that I can fill you with grace, my grace, so that I can forgive you through the priest, my forgiveness, my grace, my strength. The more you go, I promise you, the more strength you will have and the stronger you will become. You will be able to combat the evil that will come against you. You will be able to stand firm in the midst of the trials and temptations, in the midst of all the turmoil. Light and darkness will clash indeed. Make no mistake about it. Many will fall. Many will lose their way. But you who remain faithful to my teaching that has been safeguarded in the church through the rich deposit of faith that has been given to her. You who will remain faithful, you who remain fed and nourished by my body and blood, you who avail yourselves to the power of the living God through the sacramental life of the church, you will not be led astray. You will not fall nor stumble. I tell you this so that you will be on your guard. I call you to be light and salt. And I give you my grace, which is sufficient. Do you realize that you can carry my grace to others? I bet you never really thought about it. But think about it now. You receive my grace through the sacramental life of the church. My heart beating in every tabernacle all over the world beats for each and every one of you and all mankind. I do indeed long and thirst for souls. I tell you this night, be on your guard. Strengthen yourself with power from on high, so that the power I have left with you through the sacramental life of the Church, the power that I leave with you through my living word, it is living, it is effective, it is truth. The truth that will set my people free. Listen, read my word. Read my word and allow my word to move in you, to take root in you, to give you strength, courage, and hope. I will fill you with grace and power from on high. Listen to me. Do not be deceived. Do not fall prey to so many who believe a lie. But you must stand firm in the truth. The Church teaches the truth. There is one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I have left it for you because you are weak and sinful, and you would go running here and there after anything that felt good, looked good. And so I left you the Church. I left you my presence within the Church in every tabernacle all over the world. There is one who can heal you, deliver you, and give you new life. I left my spirit within you when I returned to the Father. The Father sent me that you might have life and have it to the full. And we sent you the Spirit. The Holy Spirit came. That's why I had to go back to the Father. So my Spirit would remain in you, guiding you, leading you, nourishing you, giving you wisdom and knowledge and understanding, so that you would not fall. I have called each of you by name. You will never walk the journey of life without grace from on high to reach your destiny, which is eternal life. I would not have anyone collapse on the way, because you I have loved with an everlasting love. I tell you, remember, I am my word. I am the living word. I will be effective in you and through you as my word becomes a very part of you. Part of your heart, your mind, and your spirit. I am living. My heart is beating. Yes, my sacred heart is beating. my heart is living and beating for all who remain believers and partake of my body and my blood, and allow my word to take root in them, my mystical body. I gave all that I have that you might have life and have it to the full. We become one when you recognize me in the breaking of the bread. Do not be deceived. I say it again. Many will come with lies. Do not be deceived. I tell you now, many will come with different messages, and the message will sound good, and the messenger will even look attractive. But do not be deceived. I have left my truth in my church, the church that I myself instituted, the church that I feed you through, nourish you through, encourage you and correct you through. Do not believe in anything that does not agree with what the church, her magisterium, teaches, or my holy word teaches. Satan is roaming around like a lion, seeing who he can devour. He knows his time is short. That is why there is so much darkness in the world. That is why evil appears. Again, I say, evil appears to be winning. But again, Satan can only do what he has been allotted to do and allowed to do. Do not give him permission. Do not allow him to tempt you, to deceive you, to fill you with the lies of the world, with all its illusions, all the untruths. It is not reality, and it will lead you to damnation. But you know the truth, and the truth must remain in you. I charge you to go out into the world and to be salt and light. I anoint you, my people, to go out to those who thirst for truth, for those who are lost, for those who do not believe. You have been anointed and called by name. Do not lose hope and trust in my love and my divine mercy. Tell others in this great time of mercy. Tell others of my mercy and my love. Tell others of my unfathomable forgiveness. Tell them that I wait for them to come, that I might heal their wounds and comfort their hearts and give them new life in the spirit of my love, so they too can partake of eternal life. It is only my light shining through you and others that will dispel the darkness, that will bring into the light the deceiver as you speak truth, so that this truth can set my people free. I alone am the way. There is no other way that will lead to eternal life. I am the truth that will set my people free, and I am the life. You have my life within you when you are nourished and fed on my own body and blood. You are strengthened, healed, and forgiven when you avail yourself to be healed through the sacrament of confession. Do not be fooled. Do not be swayed by those who say, there is no need to go to the sacrament of confession. It is no longer needed. That is a lie from hell. You are headed for eternity. Stay the course. Stay focused on me, and I indeed will feed you and nourish you so that you will not collapse. This is my promise to you. This is my word that goes forth. Wherever you're at this very moment, take heed of these words. Know that the word of God is indeed effective. It is living. So come. Read my word. Listen to my word. And allow it to penetrate and enter into your very being. Come away to a quiet place and sit with me. And I will renew you. And I will refresh you. And I will give you a new outpouring of my spirit in you and through you. I will breathe a breath of new life again, welling up within you. The sacramental life of the church will keep you in me. Allow me to work through you. That is why I have left you my own precious body and blood, soul and divinity, in every tabernacle all over the world. Let not your heart be troubled. Now is the hour of salvation. I have said to each of you that I laid down my life that you might have life. Not only have it, but have it to the full. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My brothers and sisters, we have about 5 minutes. If you'd like to call in, the first caller, I will give a copy of In the Silence of My Heart, the book from which I just read. The numbers here are 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free by dialing 1-888-34-FAITH. Or you can dial it out this way. 1-888-343-2484. We have a mighty God we serve, my brothers and sisters. A mighty God indeed. I want to remind everybody that not only is this a call to go to the sacraments frequently. It was a reminder to daily read His Word, to every moment of the day remember the great price you prayed for each and every one of us. I want to remind everybody that there was, I'm trying to think what it was called. It was a rally for life. I think, I don't remember what it was actually called. Let's just say the rally for life. It was postponed, but it will take place this Sunday, February 7th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that'll be at Epiphany Church. Again, because of the snow, it was postponed last week. And so now it will be this Sunday, February 7th, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. The address is 3050 Walton Road, and that's in Plymouth Meeting. The speakers will be Monique Rubereau, the only NFP doctor in the Philadelphia area, an actual physician. Caitlin D'Adamo, pro-life and chastity educator and activist. Kate Chetta, who's the director of A Baby's Breath. And Joe Gale, who we promoted when he ran for county commissioner. So Joe Gale, Montgomery County Commissioner as well. It is sponsored by the Montgomery County Pro-Life Coalition, Epiphany Church, and many other parish pro-life organizations. And Linda and Joan Purcell sent this to me, and I will be repeating it throughout these next couple of days. So please, please go to the rally. It's only an hour out of your time. Again, it's in Plymouth Meeting. Fantastic speakers. I think you'll be mightily blessed. We only have a moment left, so I will close as we always do, and that's with prayer. Lord Jesus, we come and ask now that your people would be blessed from head to toe this day. We lift all members of our circle, family, and friends. We ask, Lord, that if anyone is away from the church that's listening today, that they will come home at this urgent time, be fully healed and reconciled, and receive grace upon grace, and forgiveness and mercy and love. For all of you, remember, may Jesus hold you close to His sacred heart. May His Mother Mary place her mantle over each and every one of us, not only us, but our whole household. Till we meet again tomorrow, God willing, remember, you're not alone, ever. He's with you always, even till the end of time. God bless.